Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Pen 15 After Show. Today, we are talking about Episode 5, Community Service, and Episode 6, Posh. We're talking everything from thongs, beauty, racism, and the Spice Girls. And later, I'm going to get quizzed on something then and now, and I don't even know what to expect. AJ's going to surprise me, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That's right. You're watching the Pen 15 After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We are covering Episode 5, Community Service, where we're going to talk about the pink thong and the girls stealing another girl's thong. That's right. We're going to talk about beauty and how teenage girls see themselves. We're going to talk about the popular girls. And don't worry, because we are going to talk about Heather's mom. In episode 6, which is called Posh, yep, like Posh Spice, we're going to talk about the girls' school project, which then leads to both of their realizations about racism. And of course, our special segment you're going to want to stay tuned for is Then and Now, because my co-host right here, Miss AJ Talks, is going to quiz me. Hey, AJ.
Hey, girl. What's up? This is AJ, y'all.
I cannot wait for you to quiz me. I really have no idea what it's going to be about, and I'm pretty competitive, so I am dying.
You better get a 100.
Oh, the pressure. But before we get into that, I want to hear your overall thoughts on episode 5.
Girl, it was very, what's the word, yeast infection-y. I don't know if they, can they get that young? I don't know. It was just real weird. It was a weird little... It was weird.
Yeah. Agree. My overall thoughts on the community service episode were I could both relate to their want and need to wear a thong, but also they go weird. Anna and Maya are weird. So, yeah, it was like, oh, I can relate, but at the same time, no.
Like, I feel like I can relate to, you know, wanting to have those grown woman panties on and, you know, trying to show out. But as far as stealing someone else's panties, and not only that, they shared them. I'm like... Y'all was not washing these panties. I'm just like, how young can you get yeast infections?
I think pretty young.
Because I'm that didn't sound safe to me. It didn't sound safe. I'm just like, what is going on? They just swapped them every school day. And I'm just like,
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. So the pink thong, right? They see Heather, who's the cool, popular girl, bend over and her thong sticks out a little bit, which... Of course, all of our thongs did, or all of our underwear stuck out of our pants because ultra low-rise jeans were in, which are terrible now that, thank goodness, we wear high-rise jeans again. But, yeah, of course our underwear stood out. So they see this purple thong, and it kind of blows their mind. They steal it from Heather.
Nasty.
And then, yeah, they share it.
And then she goes home, not even washes it the proper way. She washes it. You know, on her own in her bathroom with her hands. I'm just like, that's why I just said it sounds so nasty. But you know what? I'm not going to lie. When I was in school, like, to show, have like a little glimpse of your panties showing, it is what people did. It was like the bra strap thing. Like, you know, a little bit. And boys, I don't know. Now that I think about it, it's like, that was so stupid.
I know.
But I'm like, that's kind of what happened, though, if you think about it.
It was also fashion at that time. For the thong strings to be coming out of the pants. Like, some pants had those strings.
Yes, they did. And
is this Cisco's fault? Like, why are we so, were we so obsessed with thongs?
You know what?
Because of the thong song?
Oh, my gosh, Cisco. That song was out. And dun, dun, maybe dun, 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 dun. That, you know, hey, that could have made it more popular. But it's so funny because I remember when my mom brought me my first pair of thongs, and it was for Christmas, and I didn't even know. So I'm just opening up my Christmas present, and then she took a picture, and that got my whole facial expressions, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm just taking them out, like, it was just so crazy. So I think I was excited to, I think it was a thing, like, I was in high school. I was a freshman in high school when I got my first pair of big woman panties.
Yeah, I mean, this episode was sort of iconic in the way that, I don't know if you remember, the Lizzie McGuire, her wanting a bra episode, right? It is these milestones that you hit in middle school or early in high school where you're like, how do I ask my parents to buy me a thong? Right. Like, I definitely had that moment, too, as a kid. And that's where I could relate to them.
What? How young do you think is too young for girls to wear a thong? What age do you think they should start wearing thongs?
I mean, I think middle school is that time where you can, like, experiment and you want to find it. I think maybe anything before that is probably just, like, why do you want that? Why? You know, you're such a child. But, you know, when you – that's us looking at them. But when you're that age, like, I was grown in my mind. You know, I wanted that thong. Yeah. But, yeah, it's weird. I loved, though, in the show, the girls' physical reaction to it, right? So they were keeping tally marks on their arms.
Oh, my gosh.
The boys looked at me or, I got this many looks. Like – you know, they really were taking, they really physically transformed with just this pair of underwear.
That just lets you know it's the little things that make girls feel so positive and good about themselves. Whether it's a thong, or whether they come in with a little eyeshadow on or the hair curl. It's just simple things, the simple things.
Yeah, yeah. So it was interesting because it was like, are these people really checking them out or is that just their perception?
That's true, too.
You know, I'm like, I think it's a lot of their perception. You know, them walking down the hallway, strutting their stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all like how it made them feel. And then and then they get found out, basically, that they stole it. They don't admit it.
But everybody knew. They knew.
They knew. And... oh, then they were pantsed in front of the old folks in the community service. I mean, the community service idea was hilarious to begin with. Heather's mom is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We have to talk about Heather's mom and her bedazzled hat fashion show.
She's such a glam mom. She's a glam.
She was a glam mom.
Yes.
So what did you think about the fashion show and the girls interacting with those popular girls, right? Because they're definitely on the outside of that group.
It was so funny because, I mean, it's real life. You trying to fit in. It's like, okay, well, you know, you feel that you're different from everyone else. But it's like, okay, well, can we do it too? And they just kind of like, no. And I see that a lot with kids. They kind of judge and pick out who they want to hang out with. And you got the awkward ones just sitting there like, well, where do I belong? So it was cute. They just wanted to be girly girls at the end of the day. They just wanted to fit in and do the makeup, had a lip gloss on, you know, all of that stuff. They just wanted to be a girl. They wanted to be feminine.
Yeah. Yeah. And the lip gloss was a point, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thong was a big point, but the lip gloss was, that was a big point. And in the 2000s, the glossier
lip gloss,
it had to be, right?
Your lip gloss had to be popping.
It had to be popping.
Had to.
I used to get my hair stuck in my lip gloss all the time, and that was, like, the worst because it was so sticky.
Yeah.
Because you wanted it to be so glossy.
It was, that lip gloss. And little mama had her song out, my lip gloss was popping, so, you know.
One of my favorite songs. I'm not kidding. I will recite the Miss McClarson part right now, but I will spare all of you. But yeah, so they're outside of the popular girls. They were kind of mean to that other weird girl, which I didn't like.
Yeah.
But it's true. You know, they're kind of their own thing. But
she said deuces to them when they went to the house.
Yeah.
She said, oh, bye, y'all. She's like, I belong with them now. I was like, dang, you're just going to leave the people you started off with. They was your friends when you didn't have no one. But that's what kids do.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. And then that episode ends. So after the fashion show, after they get pantsed during the fashion show, it ends with Anna ripping the thong out of Maya's pants.
I was scared for her. I didn't know what.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that safe? I was just scared watching. I'm like, what is going on right now? It's just like it hurt, painful. I just,
So painful because it's like a wedgie from the front.
Girl, I'm like, I would never want that to happen in real life. That was like crazy.
No way. And then. Yeah, so she's trying to, like, rip it out of her pants, and then they end up leaving it in the trash there. They don't tell anybody, but we also kind of get this cute moment with the older women who they were partnered up with, you know, kind of talking about beauty and how girls see themselves, and I thought that was a really sweet moment, and it'll be interesting to see if the girls kind of take it to heart as it goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice. I like when kids can kind of interact with older people, just so you can kind of see like a softer side and, you know, like, because, you know, older people, they are kind of forgotten about. So that was nice to see them go spend time and, like, you know, go visit. You know, they want to talk too. And some of them don't have family around. So that interaction is very important.
Yeah, I did like that as their community service project. And then, yeah, before we get to episode 6, though, AJ, what do you got over there for me?
Well, guys, we just want to thank you all for watching. And if you're watching us right now on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. And also, we have a live chat. Hop in the live chat. We can shout you out. Let us know what you think about what we said. Let us know what you think about the show. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star rating and make sure you comment. But no matter where you are, show us some love, tell your friends, and yeah, spread the word. We love you guys.
Yes, thank you so much. Please, 5-star and 2 thumbs up.
Yes.
And comment on it. We are happy to comment back, and I love to hear what you guys think.
Yes.
So let's go into episode 6. So episode 6 is called Posh, after Posh Spice. I do want to mention I am wearing my 2001 NSYNC shirt that I dug out. Just for the show, you know, just to feel like I'm back in that seventh grade kind of zone.
Yes.
So the episode starts off with the girls' school project. Yes. And part of the project is the popular girls who we saw in the episode before, they come over to Maya's house. And we see them kind of setting up, like they are wanting to change things. Maya covers her OG Chen's shrine, and they bring very pitiful snacks. But, you know, they're trying to hang up a Chanel bag, things like that. What did you think about them trying to change their house to prep for this school project?
Yeah, so in this episode, it was just kind of crazy because I feel like, you know, this was the first time that both girls experienced prejudice for the first time. You know, Maya, she was on a receiving end. And, you know, Anna, she was just too privileged. She didn't even realize it even existed in the first place. So I think this episode really showed it from both sides of what people can experience it just from looking in and the ones that's actually going through it. But yeah, she definitely was hiding some of her cultural stuff in her house to try to fit in. And I think she was more aware, like, okay, wait a minute, maybe I'm a little different now. And I think that was the first time she thought about it. Cause you know, she never did that with Anna. Mm-hmm. It never was a thought to her. So yeah, they experienced that. So
yeah, it was interesting too, because as the episode goes on, we find out that it sort of hits Maya slowly that, like, oh, these people are being mean to me.
Yes.
Like, she wasn't fully aware of it. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. She still knew she was different because she did know she wanted to change things about her.
Yeah.
Which she didn't, you're right, didn't do with Anna. I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. So as the school project goes on, though, they actually do what we talked about that we did when we were younger, which is they pick their Spice Girls.
Yes.
And, you know, Maya starts and she wants to be Posh Spice. And the girls, other girls don't let her. And then we slowly start to see the other girls being mean and racist towards Maya, but they do it by including Anna with them.
Yeah.
So Anna's in this weird position where, of course, she wants to be included by the mean girls, right? These popular girls, oh, they're letting me do this and all these things, but at the same time is now betraying her friendship.
Yeah, Anna, you know, she felt she was very uncomfortable, but yeah, I think she was just too scared to say anything. But yeah, that was definitely a lot of microaggression, and Maya was trying to learn how to deal with it because, like you said, it's like, you see it, but it's like, wait, is this really happening? Like, do I take offense to it? So it's kind of things where she's just kind of thinking about it and pondering it, and she doesn't think too much about it. Because, like, oh, well, no, thought of as innocent. And, you know, when she doesn't really think about it more until they're at dinner and she's talking about it, and then her family, her mom got offended when she covered up the stuff that, you know, in their culture. And then a brother and his friend was like, yeah, that's racist. And then it's like, what? And then, yeah, Anna just felt real guilty, and she just wanted to, you know, help her out and try to save it and try to make it better, but it kind of made it worse at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about the dinner, because I think that was really interesting that even though her older brother and his friends are only, like, a year older, they definitely know what's going on. And they are, you know, they are with it. And I think, too, not only are the girls only a year younger than them, I think they're just really naive. You know, like, when the mean girls are making fun of Maya, she still wants them to laugh at her. Like, she's kind of a goofball. So she's like, oh, I'm making them laugh. She doesn't see.
Unaware of it,
Yeah, she's totally unaware of their negative side. And I think Anna is too a little bit until, mm-hmm. you're right, until the brother and his friend at dinner, mm-hmm. pointed out to her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. They was definitely innocent. They have an innocence about them. And that's like with anything throughout the whole show, with drugs, with sex, with boys. It's like they've not sheltered, but they're still maintaining their, you know, their youngness and innocence and stuff. So, yeah, a lot of stuff was brought to light in this episode and made them more aware. But, you know, Maya's brother, he's, like, experienced with everything. He's been doing drugs. He know everything. So he like, girl, yeah, that was racist. They were trying to play you. So, yeah, she definitely needs to go to her brother to tell her that because, yeah, he's definitely old. Even though he's 1 year older, he's definitely more advanced and more aware of the world. So, yeah, but one thing this episode really just showed me that, you know, kids don't see color. It's really taught to them because Anna and Maya, they were friends for so long, and they never not once thought like, oh, you know, I'm white and you're Asian. Like, it was never a thought to them. And it wasn't a thought until it was pointed out to them by other people. So, you know, that just lets you know that, they were friends before the world put their views on them, so.
Totally, yeah. And we really see that with Maya, too, I think. Like, mm-hmm. she, you know, until she is with her brother and his friends in the park, as they call it, mm-hmm. then it hits her and she throws up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, everything kind of, like, comes to right. her at once. All the mean things people have said that maybe she didn't get when they were saying it or she brushed yeah. it off. And it all hits her at once and she physically gets ill.
Yeah.
Which I actually thought that was really cool that they showed. Yeah. You know, I don't know if that would really happen to someone, but I would believe mm-hmm. it if that did. You know, I think it's sort of like you said, microaggression trauma yeah. hitting somebody at once and yeah. realizing, like, and it just affecting them so deeply.
Yeah, it can definitely make you feel nauseous just because, you know, you don't want to think that somebody would, like, say rude stuff to you. So, you know, you try to, like you say, you try to brush it off and not be offended. But then once you, like, think about it, it's like, wait a minute, were they trying to play me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like an afterthought. And it can, you know, make you sick, you know, to your stomach because it is, like, it's, you know, when people say, like, they were saying a lot of comments to her, just making fun of her culture, making fun of her language, the way she talked, her eyes. You know, it was like a lot. And it's just like you're making yourself more insecure because you're looking in the mirror. Now you're questioning your own self when you once knew your identity because, you know, that's your culture, your family. So you don't think too much about it because those are your surroundings. But once people start pointing out to you that you're different and you're not the typical teenager, then you start looking at yourself like, wait, what's wrong with my eyes? Mm. Or, oh, I need to talk a certain way, or, you know, and I felt like she was trying to find her crowd when she went to go talk to the other Asians. She's yes. like, okay, well, where do I belong? Like, okay, well, I thought I was friends with these people, but obviously I'm not, so I need to go hang out with people that look like me. And so she went to try to do that. And, you know, Asians, so it's so many different, you know, type, and it's just like, she thought, he's like, oh, we don't even speak Japanese. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, you look like me, so I thought we spoke the same language. So I think in this episode, a lot of stuff is just coming to light. She's thinking about it a lot and knowing like everything is not as simple as she once thought it was. So it's like, okay, so where do I belong? Where can I go where people won't make fun of me?
Right, yeah. And then we find Anna who after the dinner goes on Ask Jeeves, which I loved.
Yes.
Like, what happened to Ask Jeeves?
Google.
Right, yeah, Google then. You're right, that's what happened.
Google. But,
so she goes on Ask Jeeves and she kind of takes this deep internet dive into racism and she comes out of it and she almost like has a project, right? Mm-hmm. She has this demonstration that she wants to do and I really loved the scene where she's just so innocent and pure and like what she wants to do, and she goes to the principal in the office, and everybody brushes her off. Like, mm-hmm. all right, child, you know, they don't take her seriously at all.
You know, this is, and I was watching that. That is another reason why SGA, Student Government Association, is so important in schools, because that is where kids are supposed to go if they want their voices to be heard, and also to help, for adults to help guide them and, you know, getting their message out there. So that was the thought. SGA, every school needs it. Like, kids need somewhere to go to get their voices out where adults will listen to them and their voices can be heard. So
yeah, that's such a good point. Mm-hmm. And so after that, since no one listens to her, where does she go? The drama club. I love that. And she wants to create a demonstration, you know, like she's read about. Mm-hmm. And you know, she tries, but then, of course, these boys come in, and then the boys aren't part of the demonstration, and they actually say super mean and hurtful things, and the demonstration then doesn't really take full effect, mm-hmm. and she ends up getting in trouble, and they think that she is being racist and being mean to her best friend. And, you know, that just took a really interesting turn.
Yeah. So, you know, Anna, once again, she was trying to do the right thing. And she went to go get help. But the thing is, nobody wanted to help her. So she's using her 13-year-old mind. And she's like, okay, well, I think this is right. And this is what we should do. But if the adults would just listen. I think that was the biggest thing. Nobody listened to her. Mm-hmm. Her parents didn't. The teacher didn't. The principal did. She went to get help for this. And even as she got in trouble, they still didn't listen to her. So I just think it's very important for you to listen to your children. Listen to these kids. Listen to what they're trying to say. They're not just, don't brush them off as, oh, they're just kids, they don't know. Like, actually, kids know a lot. They're more aware of a lot of stuff. So yeah, Anna, she was just trying to do the right thing and stand up for her friend, especially because she felt guilty. Because, you know, she wasn't aware that it looked like she was being racist and she was a part of the other girls. So now she's just trying to fix it. But I just think she should have checked in with Maya first because she kind of blindsided Maya. Maya didn't have no idea. She just walked to her locker and see a sign on there. She's like, you know, where did this come from? She just probably should have talked to Maya first to, you know, first off, ask Maya, was it comfortable? Was she comfortable enough for her to do it, first off?
Right, that's a good point.
And then, you know, ask her, okay, well, what can I do to help you? And not just automatically assume, like, oh, well, this is what she needs. This is what the world needs. Like, just as I think conversation and just dialogue, where we can learn from all cultures are just very important. Instead of just assuming, you know, different things about, oh, well, this is what they need or whatnot. So.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, she did kind of take over and assume that, oh, I know what's best because I did all this research.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just talking to her friend like, hey, what do you need?
Yeah.
Like, what, you know, I'm sorry for what happened. What could I do differently next time? Like, what would it look like?
Or just let her know, at least. Like, let the girl know.
By the way, I plan on putting a sign and then being mean to you, but it's going to be showing a purpose.
Yeah, Anna's so sweet. She didn't know. It was innocent. It was so innocent.
And then her 13-year-old brain goes on a hunger strike.
Oh, my God. It was so funny that she did that because the teacher's like, you trying to be like Gandhi? And she's like, who? Like, kids are so smart. Like, that was so funny to me.
Yeah. So then she does that. And before, though, when her parents come, we see that tension again with Anna's parents and her mom cursing in the room.
Yeah.
I kind of loved that because I'm sure you saw this when you were a teacher, but when the parents come and then they're cursing at school or at their kid, you're like, yeah, that's why your kid's in trouble.
Oh, because, like, this is where they get it from.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah, exactly. So that was like a nice little touch. But yeah, so then we see their parents' tension again, and yeah, then Anna just goes on this hunger strike. And the only thing that brings it out is Maya, who's there with her brother, and her brother's, like, big, cool friend, and Maya's gonna beat up Anna. And so then they go outside. And then I love how this ended. It was so them.
Yeah.
They have their dance fight.
A little fake fight.
It was a little fake fight. And they, you know, they really just talked it out in, like, a really great way. And, yeah, and then it was, I thought it was just so sweet and so them. Like, it was so perfectly those characters. Mm-hmm. That's what I liked about that kind of fake fight argument. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I thought it was cute, but I also thought it was interesting when she went to Shuji, you know, to get help. And so what he basically told her was to get even. He told her to say more insulting things and to use, you know, violence to solve it. So that was kind of, you know, funny. He's like, okay, well, they hurt you, so you need to hurt them back. And it's like, okay, well, why don't y'all just talk about it? So I think they ended it the right way. It's like, okay, well, this is not what we really want to do. So let's just, you know, be ourselves and let's just, you know, fix it the way we know how to fix it. So I thought that was really cute. But like you said, they're weird. They're for each other. So it ended how it should have, because I'm like, this is y'all. Because they would have fought, or even a little slap, I would have been like, what are y'all doing? This is not y'all.
Yeah, I like that they tried, though, right?
Yeah,
like
they did a little air fight.
Yeah, like, I want to hit you, and kind of shoved her a little bit. And Anna was cute, like, kind of letting her, you know, leaning into her, like, okay, hit me. But yeah, you're right. They are for each other. And I do like her brother and his friends, though. I like the foil that they represent to Anna and Maya.
Yeah.
I think I mean, they're very cool, right? They're, yeah, like, at school smoking weed.
Mm. Through an apple.
Yeah, through an apple. I love that Maya bit it. That was so hilarious.
I'm actually glad Maya didn't try to smoke it.
Yes, me too.
I thought she was. And then she was like, let me not pretend. Let me just give it back. So I was proud of her because I thought she was about to make herself look extra goofy.
I totally agree. Mm. I like that the guys were like, yeah, that's cool. I respect that. Yeah. You know, like, I respect your choice.
Yeah. They didn't make her feel bad. She feels comfortable with her brothers, I feel like. Like, I know, they joke around with each other, but at the same time, they look out for each other.
Yeah. I really like their relationship a lot. And I actually hope we see more, mm-hmm, in the coming episodes about her brother and his friends and how they're interacting with Maya and Anna. Because, yeah, I don't know. I just like their characters, and I like that the other boys in Maya and Anna's grade are kind of like annoying seventh grade boys. Mm-hmm. But these, you know, her brother and his friends kind of represent these like cooler, different thinking boys.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to watch, and I'm excited to see. I hope there's more coming up. But before we get into everything coming up, it is now time for our special segment, yes, which I have been anticipating all show, then and now, and AJ is going to quiz me.
Yes. Ooh. I like that. Ooh. Little. Now we got some lights flickering next time. A little light.
Rewind. All right, let's rewind it.
Okay, so question number one.
Okay, I'm going to look at the screen.
That phone that you see, what kind of phone is that? Is that a Motorola Razr or is that the LG Chocolate? What was that phone called?
Oh, that was the Motorola Razr. Oh, final answer.
You are correct. She got the first one correct, okay? Yes. Next one. Who sang Skater Boy? Please. Michelle Branch or Avril Lavigne?
That would be Avril Lavigne, AJ.
She's on it. Correct.
He was a skater. Later, boy. She said, see you later, boy. Come on, guys. Come on now. All right.
Yes. Next question. What are these colorful, smooth gliding pens called? Rainbow pens or gel pens?
Those would be gel pens, AJ. And as they said in episode 5, when they were marking their arm, I have so many marks, my gel pen's almost out of ink.
Uh-oh. She got that one right. Woo. All right. Next
that's three
one.
Out of that's three, y'all. Three.
She's on a roll, guys. What MTV show did Ashton Kutcher host throughout the 2000s?
That would be Punk'd.
Punk'd. She got that correct. Okay, next question. What
I'll
this?
Let you read the answers. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself, guys.
She's so excited. She's getting, like, all of them correct now. What is this hairstyle featured in this photograph? Is it crimped or is it called straightened?
Oh, the hairstyle that Miss Lizzie McGuire is wearing is definitely crimped.
Oh, she got the name and everything. That is correct.
Wah, 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 wah.
Next question. Who were we supposed to vote for in Napoleon Dynamite? Pedro or Grant?
That would be vote for Pedro.
Hey, she got that correct. Next question.
Gosh, I forgot about that movie. That was such a good movie. Yeah. Okay.
Throwback.
Yes.
Which actor played the Joker in The Dark Knight? Heath Ledger or Jack?
Gyllenhaal? It is Heath Ledger.
Okay, yes, that is correct. Oh my gosh, you know all the answers.
I know all this.
This was so easy.
Yeah, maybe next quiz will be harder.
Next question. Which instant messaging service is this? Yahoo Instant Messenger or AOL Instant Messenger?
AIM. That is AOL Instant Messenger.
Definitely AOL. All right, next question. Which former Saturday Night Live cast member did not appear in Mean Girls? Was it Jimmy Fallon or Tina Fey?
That would be Jimmy Fallon. Miss Tina Fey wrote that movie.
She is on it. Next question. What does ASL stand for?
Attitude, I got it.
Sass, and love, or age, sex, and location?
Age, sex, and location.
Oh, that is correct. You know, we was typing age, sex, and location.
You made me nervous.
You know, in the chat, this is what they would put. We were chatting. You had to figure it out.
When I just read the question, I did get nervous. I was like, oh, wait, I don't remember. And then thankfully, it was multiple choice. So I had options.
Yes.
Ooh, I might have gotten that one wrong. I was scared. All
right. But you got it right. So
11 out of 11, y'all.
What is this device featured in this photograph? Is that called a Zune or an iPod?
That is the iPod. That's yes, the original
that
iPod.
Is the original first, yeah. Yeah, they don't even look like that anymore.
I know. I actually found mine recently, and I wanted to, the screen looks so small now compared to ours. I'm like, how did we see this? But when it came out, I mean, I was late to the iPod game, and I still had my, like, CD player, Walkman, when people had iPods. And I was like, oh, my God, they have so many songs on there. You know, like, I only have one CD in mine.
iPods. Whew. All right, next question. Which one of these is not a character from Sex and the City? Hannah or Charlotte?
That would be Hannah.
Yes. Okay, Chloe. Chloe's on it, you guys. I should have made this harder. Next one. What is... Next one. Who is my homeboy? Is it Jesus or Galileo?
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus, of course. Jesus is my homeboy.
Actually, Tyrod is my homeboy. What's up to Virginia Tech, Hokies? LA Chargers just got him today, guys. We made shirts in college that said, Tyrod is my homeboy.
That's so funny. Next question. What is the show?
Oh, my gosh.
The OC or One Tree Hill?
That is the OC.
Wow. Chloe, you got a 100.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of 100.
Thank you, AJ.
She knows all her throwback. Everything from the 2000, Chloe knows. She has her NSYNC shirt on.
That's right.
It gave her superpowers. That's how she got them right. It may have brought that memory back.
Yeah. It's so putting it on. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. AJ, that was so much fun.
I'm going to have to make it harder for you. You got all these correct.
Yeah. Make it hard. Let me try. I won't tell you what I don't know, though. I'm going to study now. I'm going to go home this week and study. That was awesome. Thank you so much for that then and now quiz. Now, let's talk about some predictions.
Yes. Ooh.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, predictions. So, Chloe, I was a little surprised that I didn't see Brendan.
Yes.
You know, it was a little bit in the beginning of the episode when they was doing the groups, but we didn't really see, we don't really know what happened with Anna and Brendan.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see where their relationship went, if they said yes or no. Oh, I think she said yes.
I think
so. But I
want
to see more of their chemistry together.
I agree. Yeah. The both boys that we saw in episode 4 kind of disappeared episodes 5 and 6. So, yeah. I also was kind of like, oh, wait, what about their boyfriend?
Yeah, I was interested to see, like, okay, so did they go together? Are they going to kiss? Like, what's going to go on? But
I think what's going to happen, my big prediction is Anna's parents. We're going to, I think in the next few episodes, we are going to see this marriage unravel. Mm. And I think that's going to be kind of like, you know, it's a comedy, but episode 6, they dealt with racism. They deal with these kind of heavier, bigger topics. And I think that divorce will be another heavier, bigger topic that they're going to deal with. And I think it's going to be via Anna's parents.
Yes, I agree.
All right, AJ, well, where can they find you in the meantime?
Well, guys, you guys can find me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl. And check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks.
And AJ, you're on a ton of other after shows, right?
Oh, what my other gosh, after shows do you I do? Am. Everybody, check out Temptation Island, Ooh. World of Dance, and that's it for right now. And P15. Like,
all right.
We're here. You
all right.
Check us out here.
Yeah,
guys.
Check us out. You guys can find me on Instagram at Chloe West X. And we will see you guys next week. Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.